Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2222. You can't have all of the fitness all of the time. Part 2 by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. Always with permission from the sites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 2221. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. You can't have all of the fitness all of the time, part 2, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. Let biology do its thing. To achieve any change in your body's performance or physique, you've got to place a stimulus on your body. That stimulus will elicit a response from your body, and depending on where on the fitness spectrum your stimulus came from, will determine the response you get. And you don't get to have the entire fitness spectrum at once. You actually aren't going to have all of the fitness at all times. Here's why. To excel at one thing, like achieving a marathon personal record, means you're shifting focus away from something else, perhaps a new clean and jerk personal record. Fitness is a spectrum, and the biology required to get to one end of the fitness spectrum, in this case, endurance running personal record, is going to be different from what is going to get you to the other end of the spectrum. Here, maximal weightlifting power. And here's the critical part. To get good at one, you've got to let go, at least a bit, of the other. Trying to hold on to all of the fitness is like trying to hold water in a clenched fist. It will slip right through your fingers, and you'll find none of your fitness moving to the excels at category. For example, to excel at Olympic weightlifting, where you're applying force to hundreds of pounds and moving that weight as explosively as possible, you must develop your adenosine triphosphate creatine phosphate system, or ATP-CP system. Whereas with endurance running, you'd be on the far opposite end of the spectrum, having developed your aerobic metabolic pathway to be extremely efficient. Remember, your body is simply listening for and responding to the signals you give it. The more consistent the signal, the more response in that direction it will elicit. Thus, if your signal is consistently telling your body to upgrade its efficiency in its aerobic pathways and slow-twitch muscle fibers, which would happen when training for an endurance event, it will also take note that you are not stimulating its anaerobic pathways and fast-twitch fibers as much, leading it to downgrade its efficiency and strength in those areas. But I want to train a little of both of those things so that I can achieve them both. Well, that middle ground of the fitness spectrum, where you can do a bit of running, you can lift a bit of weight, you have a bit of definition. That can totally be your fitness goal. Just know that with that goal, like any other, you will be letting go of other parts of the fitness spectrum as you work to attain it. There are biological limitations on how many different aspects of fitness you can hold on to at the same time. If you want to have a little bit of a bunch of fitness, then know that you're not going to have a top-end amount of fitness in any one area. Finding satisfaction in your progress. If you want to improve at a sport that is glycogen demanding, like weightlifting, sprinting, or gymnastics, get excited by the fact that you're changing your physiology to do that. It's silly to put any emotion towards the fact that, in doing so, you'll likely lose some of your fitness at running for distance. If you're coming off a major life stressor, and consistent workouts, and incredible health are your top goals, don't waste time envying the six-pack abs that a friend has achieved, which they have been dialed into their training for months to achieve. You're not at the same place as them, and you're coming from a different place as them. Apples and oranges don't compare. Do not let someone else's fitness accomplishment distract you from your end goal and desired feeling of accomplishment. Someone else's Ironman training workouts in no way detract from what you're doing on your journey toward your first legit pull-up. Letting someone else's fitness detract from your own means chipping away at the very thing that a fitness goal is designed to give you, self-confidence, by way of a personal best in a fitness pursuit. Once you've decided on a goal, put the blinders on and get to work. In 13 years of working with clients, time and again, the ones who do the best are the ones who pick one or two goals and diligently and consistently work on them. The ones who struggle are the ones who, every 4 or 5 weeks, come up with something new to work for. These folks must learn to make the doing of the goal as much fun as the planning of the goal. You can't have all of the fitness all of the time, but what you can have is a deep dedication to your own fitness journey. What someone else posts online about their fitness in no way alters the quality of what you're working to achieve. Your fitness journey is yours, and much like the rest of life, when it comes to fitness, you don't need to keep up with the Joneses. You just listened to part two of the post titled, You Can't Have All of the Fitness All of the Time by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. After spending thousands of hours counseling patients and training clients, I can say without a doubt that in my experience, the ones that actually achieve their goals are the ones that, just as Kate said, pick one or two goals and consistently work on them. In fact, when we look at published studies, we find similar results here as well. Very rarely do folks achieve long-term success when they decide they want all of their goals achieved all at once. When I first read this post, in fact, and arrived at this part, I wanted to jump out of my chair and say, yes, this is exactly right. And in fact, it took a lot of restraint for me to not get all loud and excited when I was reading it to you right now. Now, yesterday, I quoted celebrity fitness trainer Mark Twight. He helped make actors look like superheroes for movies like 300 and Man of Steel. To help the actors achieve those impressive physiques, he didn't initially focus on making sure each actor had six-pack abs. Instead, he first helped them improve their strength. Then he focused on their agility, then cardiorespiratory fitness. Then he focused on diet. He didn't focus on everything all at once. Achieving six-pack abs was partly a result of this process. It was a nice byproduct or side effect of all the other steps that they were taking. Oh, and of course I have to mention, all of these steps, including achieving six-pack abs, took months of consistent effort. They didn't happen overnight. So focus on one or two changes at a time and give them your best effort. Once they've become a habit, move on to the next goal, but only once the initial goal has become a habit. Focus on you. Don't worry about what others are doing. Don't worry about others' personal records. Think about your own personal records and ultimately beating those. Because as today's author, Kate, so perfectly put it, your journey is yours and no one else's.
All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here and listening every day. And I'll be back in a moment with our usual bonus episode. So I'll see you in just a second where your optimal life awaits.